Okay? Say that. We're on page Yud Gimel at the bottom. Yud Gimel Midas Habayre Begematria Echad. That's where we're up to. So you remember that we're learning about Tikkun Amidas and Bechlal. To call something a Midah Toiva, Rav Schwartz is explaining what does it mean a Midah Toiva? Because Kaas could be used like this, could be used like that. Midah Toiva we're learning in Pnimius is when there's a tziruf and there's a chibur, where there's equilibrium within the person, where all of his midas are mitztaref to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch, to do the right thing. So anger could be a kanos of kedusha, and then the person's midah of kaas is not something which needs a tikkun faked. It's misukan. It contributes to his avodas Hashem. On the other hand, if the guy just runs with it on his own and it's completely a personal matter that he's angry about, so then to call it a midara, the deeper issue is that the yesodos within that, we're going to get the yesodos for today, that the yesodos of Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Ofer are not being mitztarif, are not being mischaber. The Mela, he's in that world of the Eitz Hadas Tov Ra, and his netiyah now, that he's angry, stopped because of something stupid, his netiyah is now towards Ra. In other words, he's going for that side of Ra. He's not in the place of balance, of equilibrium, of using that midah together with the other midahs in a state of chibur and siruf, where the person is balanced, like Rabbi Nachman speaks about Lama Gimel, and that Torah of Ein Sholem Bat Somet, that there's something inside of me, I don't have peace within myself. That's the missing piece, P-E-A-C-E, that Sholem that's not within us, that causes that leakage of Kaz and Atzlus and Atzus and so on. Remember, the tachlis of these shirim is to come to offer, which we're going to get to a perg base is offer. We're actually going to skip a drop here at the end. It gets very technical in something that's not nagei bechlal now, and it's just going to make things confusing. And it comes back much later. So let's just learn. Acha shehuvra ki yisoid avodas amidas itziruv shekol amidas kulan. Once we've learned that the avoda of midas is not the way we were always taught. So this man I'm working on kaz. This man I'm working on being happy. You know, that's nice, and it's better than, of course, it's better than not doing anything. It's not a shayla. It's a gewaldige thing to work on oneself. But at the end, what most often happens is that at the end of this man, or at the end of that avoda, we move on and we haven't really changed internally. We perhaps adjusted somewhat or adapted some better things in our lives, but essentially we haven't really been misakin anything. Because the avodah of Tikkun HaMidas is Tziruv Shekol HaMidas Kulan, which we're going to learn how to do that with the Yisod HaOfer. Yuvan Dovah Nosaf, L'Bari Har Elam Yeshlin Yud Gimel Midas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us in the way of 13 Midas. Al-Chari Madu Adavki Yud Gimel, V'loim Mispar Acher Shal Midas. Why Davka 13? Why not a different number? Elo Kamoish Yiduam Oid B'Divrei Rabbeinu. That Yud Gimel is a Gematria Echad. It's a very big inyan in Chazal. That 13 is the Gematria Echad. Dochein, therefore, Yeish Labari Ha'olam Yud Gimel Midas. Hashem is Mizgala in this way of 13 Midas. Ki Kol Yesoidin Shel HaMidas because the whole yesod of the 13 midas of Hashem is to understand and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be megalitas, and that we should understand that the 13 midas Hashem karach machan, however you count the different shittas, karach machan erech abayim ches bemes, it's echad, it's all Hashem lekinu Hashem echad, it's all one. Page Yudal zes sod yud gimel midas of shalmakom. That's the sod of the 13 midas. Heim lo yud gimel kepshutai. El laharos echa pirud nitpas keechad. Yud gimel is a code, and yud gimel always means to reveal the underlying unity that's within the apparent disunity. That's 13. 13 is separate. But the gematria is echad, which is ahava, which is that inyan of echad, and And wherever it seems on the surface to be pure, there's a whole sefer that a person came out with a few years ago on the number Yud Gimel. There's another Yud Gimel. I think he wrote it for his son's bar mitzvah or something. And it's a whole chibur, like 350, 400 pages. A very serious, I don't remember his name right now. It's a very serious machab. He's written a few sefer. He wrote a sefer on Purim that's Gavaldig. I just can't remember his name. And he wrote a whole sefer called Ben Yud Gimel. And the whole sefer is going through different things where we see the number Yud Gimel in Tanakh and in Chazal. And he shows the whole yisod of the sefer to show that Yud Gimel is always how to return to unity from a state of what appears to be conflict and disunity. That's the number Yud Gimel. Why is that the time of the maturation of a boy? The Ben Yud Gimel, that the Mishnah says is the Ben Yud Gimel is lemitzvahs, is the same yisod. Immaturity means that the person's life has no unifying central theme. That's what does it mean, immaturity? Immaturity means that I react to whatever it is in my life right now. So right now, I have a taiva. Right now, I'm upset because mommy didn't give me the toy. I cry. And the immaturity, whether it's a little boy or it's an adult, always means the same thing. It means a lack of unity. It means a lack of unity. It means I react. I react and I respond to every situation in a different way, according to the ruach of that moment that sweeps me away. Mashenekein Yud Gimel Be'etzem is a number of creating oneness out of a state of multiplicity, of confusion, that there's a central unifying theme and purpose in my life. So Ben Shlesh Zele Mitzvahs means that that's my, I now have come to a point in my life where I'm able to elevate myself to a place that's called B'chol Drechecha De'eyu. Then everything that I do, whether it's in school or at home, whether it's playing ball or learning, in all everything that I do, I'm able to uncover the unifying purpose of my life. It's a tall order, and kids nowadays, it's very far from kids' recognition. But that's what it means. Ben Shleishes are the mitzvahs. Echad. 13 is Echad. It doesn't look like it on the outside. It looks like 13. 13 is a number of separation. It's not like 10 or 1. It's a number of separation. Why Dafka 10 plus 3? That's not for now. That's a very interesting discussion. But it's always the avoda of uncovering the apparent confusion, removing that covering and getting to the tachlis, the theme, the purpose. So the 13 midas of Hashem. Obviously, that's going to be very connected to Yom Kippur. Vayevrei boker Yom Echad, Chazal says Yom Kippur. Yom Echad is Yom Kippur. Since when is Yom Kippur Yom Echad? What is Yom Kippur Yom Echad? It's not Yom Echad. It's the 10th of Tishrei. Isn't it? What does that mean? So it doesn't mean a date, and it doesn't mean that it... So the pshat is a singular, unique day. That's the pshat. But in Oymek, Ba'Oymek, it doesn't mean that. Ba'Oymek, it means that the whole tachlis of Yom Kippur is to come to the last moment where we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. Yeah, that's Hashem Elokim. Is that the tachlis of my life is Echad Yochad Miuchad Zakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis of all the things in my life. When a person comes to that, Mimela, the whole inyan of tshuva, the whole inyan of tshuva is poshut, and the whole inyan of chalila being poigim, being poigim in that Echad is in Aveiros and so on, is also poshut. It's obvious. But the problem is, in Shitchis, it looks like there are 1,000 different problems. So we're guilty of 1,000 different areas. So it's interesting, in the Ila, Tavke, at the end, at the very end, by Chazosh, by Ni'ilah itself, not just Chazosh, we don't have Vidui, right? We don't say Achet, 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 Achet. By Ni'ilah is not Achet. It's not. You would think that that's the seed, that's the Mamish, the Tachlis, is by Ni'ilah. It should be double Achet, it should be. You know, the Chidah has a whole extra list. It should be all the Al-Khaits. But that's not. That's not the Avayda of Ne'ilah. The Avayda of Ne'ilah is Echad, Pashtas. Once you come to that place, it's no longer an Indian of Al-Khait, 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 Al-Khait. You have an underlying simple problem, is that you don't believe that God is one. Because if you really believe that, then you wouldn't get lost in all those Al-Khaits. When you come to that place of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokim, when you get to that place of Hashem Elokim, So then the al-chayt is like it's silly. There's no tachlis to the al-chayt. It's silly. I have all these different inyan in my life and I'm crazy. It's like you feel like a meshugan. It doesn't mean anything. Pirud is nitpas ke'echa. Okshamatikim zayis the midas nefesh adam. Hayshavaydes amidas shel adam hiladas eich letzarefes amidas. Therefore, the real avodah of tikkun amidas, avodah amidas, is to come within oneself to that seif and that chibur of echad. Of echad. Kamayisha b'mitzvahs kulon. So look, when it comes to mitzvahs. So we have 613 mitzvahs, there is, and we have many, many drabbanis and takonis and gzeiros and so on. And if you avodah Hashem is mitzvah, 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 and it's a cheshon of mitzvahs, and a cheshon of eses and lois eses, so then you're in that place of pirud, and you do the best you can. I mean, most people, that's their avodah Hashem, and they have a list of eses and lois eses, and drabbanis and whatever, and they try their best to have a good day. So today I did this mitzvah, I did that, I put out film, I would sit this and so on, I got all these essays and whatever, and then lois essays, I have some lois essays, and then you have the drabbanis and so on, and I hope that if I have enough, you know, good days and I put together a nice looking scorecard that I come to Shemayim and, you know, I win some prize or something. That pretty much sums up, you know, the Avaida. But that Avaida is an Avaida of a child. That's the Avaida of a child. It's not the avoid of an adult. For Ben Yud Gimel, the avoid of an adult is that Hamidan al achas what tzaddik b'manasa yichya Hamidan al achas. Of course, there are separate asiyas and loisayas. There are things to do and not to do. But the koach of tziruf and chibur is that every single mitzvah that I do, and every single law that I watch out for. It's because of the one thing of Hashem Elokim. Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. It's because of Echad. Not because of a list, but because it's Echad. Kamoisha Mitzvahs Kulan. So Chazal say this. What does Chazal say? Le'nitnu ha-mitzvahs el l'tzarev b'enes habriyas. All the mitzvahs are given. Doesn't make a chilek which mitzvah. All of the mitzvahs have one ultimate purpose. L'tzarev b'enes habriyas. Now what does that mean? So it can mean two things. Which is zikuch. Tzirif is a lashon of tzirif hakesef, which means to refine. Like, you know, when you have you want to make something, the metal to fix the silver to make it good. So you put it in the fire and you take off all the, you burn away all the bad stuff. It's tzirif. Refining. Zikuch. That's one meaning of tzirif. Zikuch. Refinement and purification. So all of the mitzvahs have one tachlis, which is the tzarev b'enes habriyas. Whatever that means, to make us refined. Whatever that refinement is, but to get us to the right place. So whether or not it's Shabbos, or whether it's Lulav, or it's Shaifer, or whether it's Ir Nidachas, whatever. All of the mitzvahs is the tzarev b'enes habriyas. Another meaning, on the lashon tziruf. Tziruf is a lashon of chibur ahadadi. Tziv is a lashon of bringing together, of binding together. In other words, the oimik sharishon shel mitzvahs, the sharish of all of these many derises and drabbanis, is echad, letzarif behen, and therefore the purpose of mitzvahs is letzarif behen es habriyas, is to be able to bring each and every one of us to a place of tziruf of chibur. Where we understand that everything is one, is echad. Kach gam hamidus le'nidu elokid elatzarif as hamidus leos echad. Same thing with tziruf letzarif as a adam and tziruf hamidus sabrius is echad. Elish bepashtus mevinim she tziruf hamidus hakavana zikuch hamidus. The usual way that we're raised is we hear the word tziruf atikan hamidus, it means purifying zikuch hamidus. Zamas. It's true. I was arguing with that. And it was both of these psalms are true. Aval oimik pnimi zikuch hamidus. It's not arguing. It's telling us the oimik of refinement. What does that mean to refine? Refining means to take away anything that doesn't belong until you get to the etzem adav, right? That's what it means to refine. Many times I mentioned, I read someplace, they asked one of the greatest sculptors, so fantastic sculptor, so they took off the blanket, he made, you know, a thing of an elephant in the jungle, with every single knetch in an elephant. Like, you know, when you see these people, they're geniuses, and it was like unbelievable how it looked. So the whole island is, oh, wow, this guy. And somebody asked him, like a reporter asked him, how did you make such a perfect, like, elephant? See, his answer was, I took away everything that didn't look like an elephant. So he said. And I came out an elephant. Whatever wasn't elephant-dick, I took away. That was mezakech, the rock, and it came with an elephant. I took away whatever didn't belong in the elephant. I took away from that. It's a very chashuva thing that he said. I don't know if he meant to, he was joking, but it's a chashuva thing. To take away everything. Can you imagine if you and I would take away everything in our lives that's not menschlich? It's not menschlich. To just cut like sculptor. To cut it away. So the end would be, we'd be menschlich. Our wives would be very happy. It would be a very good thing. Just take away, cut away everything that's not menschlich. So if we cut away everything that's not a mensch, that's not an adam, then you get to the sherish hadavar, which is echad. And echad is selam alukim. A human being, a Jew can come to such a place. So what Rav Schwartz is explaining is that, of course, zikuch to refine is true. But it means that when we take away bad stuff and we clean things up, then there could be a tzirif, there could be a chibur. If we have all messed up problems, we're all messed up with amidas, how can you be mitzara things? It's like you take something, you want to glue it together with something else, and the other thing still has all kinds of sting. You know, glue and stuff on you, you can't glue it to something new. You can't, there's no tzir, there's no kahat tzir, because it's still a mess. So the problem with the difficulty in mitzara of the amidas, even though we learned mitzad echad is the easiest thing, because you just have to come to that, nakuda panimis, and I mean, mela, all the amidas are taken care of. On the other hand, the avodah of tziruf and of zikuch is difficult because in order that we should be able to mechaber the midas and to make them into that miksha achas that we were learning last week, miksha zav achas, like the menorah, miksha achas. So to get to that, you have to refine the things that don't belong that have to be removed. We'll talk more about that, how that works. It's still much, much easier than the way that we were taught, which is the shopping list way. Which, you know, crossing off, and or the way that I always give the example, like in the amusement park, in the arcade, we have that game where the children, or sometimes adults, they stomp on one, the frog comes up ahead, and they stomp on it, and then the other one comes here, and they end up doing a dance, which is the dance that we mostly do in life. We try to knock down this bad thing, there's a bad meter, and you step on it, that means you learn the safe, and you do whatever you did, and you step on that bad meter, and then comes up like two or three, and you start dancing. That's the dance that we're doing. There must be a better way. That's not the way that Hashem Zubach intended for us to do our avodah, like in the amusement park, dancing around like a mishugai. There's a way to get to the yisod of this thing and to dismantle it. There shouldn't pop up things like that. There shouldn't be things popping up. Why does it happen that you knock one and the other one comes up? Sometimes you knock one and two come up. Right? That's how the game works. So you knock one and then two things come up. That's what makes it funny. Everybody starts running around. Usually it starts off easy, and then it starts to get faster. First, in the beginning, it comes up one, a frog, an elephant, whatever comes up there, and the kid jumps. I says, "It's clear, this is easy." And then two start to come out, and then he does the two, and then three come from over there. And that's mamash how we live. That's mamash how we live. A bal seichel goes and unplugs the whole stupid thing. There's a way to do it. There's a way to do it without all of that pain and that it taking so long. We have to learn more about this method. This is the Panemius way of avodah tikkun amidas. Remember, there was a movie that they showed years ago when I was teaching in the school. They had some kind of but they showed one of these famous movies about outer space that everybody watched in those years, like 30 years ago. It's a very, very famous movie, but I don't remember the name right now. But it was about like creatures from outer space, something like that. I don't remember. There are a lot of movies like that. So I was going in and out of the room. I started to make phone calls. Then we didn't have cell phones. I went to make a call from the office. I came back. There was one part that I saw that I remembered. When I walked in to see how the kids are doing, the guys are doing. So there's one part. Maybe when I tell it to you, remember the movie. I don't know. Not that it's such a chashuv Indian part, but there was one part where there was this like showdown. There was this Chinese martial arts genius, like great, like with a, he's got a million moves, like, and he had like a knife, and he was doing like walk up behind his back. You know, like these guys, this how they do all kinds of fancy stuff, and he was like, and the guy that he was up against was like a prusta cowboy, like a fat cowboy. They had like no kaiches, and he was half drunk. You know what I mean? And he's watching this Chinese guy. He's got like little pants. You know how they go. He's got that little pants on. He's got the bandana, and he's gonna kill this guy. He's gonna kill him like and chop him to a million pieces with his sword. And the cowboy is looking at him. This fat cowboy, that's half drunk, looking at him. And the guy is doing all this fancy stuff to show him, I'm gonna kill you. And the cowboy just watches him for a minute, and he just takes out a gun. He shoots him in the head. I guess, and that was the end of the. It's the whole kung fu. You know, he was finished like that with a bullet. When Rabbi Nachman says in the second Torah that the Mashiach's going to come, it's not going to have to fire even a Yiri Achas, right? I feel a Yiri Achas. With the Koch of Tefillah, this whole world is such a craziness with the Tefillah of Mashiach's that came, with one davening, the whole thing is there's nothing. It's bottom of utl. It's like Lahoya, nothing. Kacholm, Mamsh Kacholm, like the Dani explains. What it means a cholm. Nothing. But instead, the way that we're taught, the way we're teaching the kids, is like in the amusement park. And everybody's running around trying to knock those, to clap those things, to get beer, cars, asters, nonsense. You can give names on those things and have a from Midas Sphere or something like they had in their children's books to make a Midas Sphere on the tapes they used to have. And that's what it is. You're going shopping for Midas. So he says that Hinei, L'musag midas yeshna b'pashtus, we're in the middle of page Yudal. L'musag midas yeshna b'pashtus, the word midas, there are two meanings, just in pashtus. Tchunis nefesh kahava, a certain characteristic of the soul, like love, or yira, kaz, simch, and so on, characteristics, attributes. That's one meaning of the word mida. And beis is amloshen dover hamadud, something that is measured. A mida means a measurement. Midoy bad, a measurement of material. Mida means a measurement. Davishesh lo gvul mesuyam. A mida means that something has a particular dimension. Gvul, it has a gvul. It's 3x9, whatever it is. It has a gvul. That's what it is. Hamida nikus mida, loshen sheyesh lo gvul, ad kan hi megir. A mida is called a mida because it has a gvul. That's how big this thing is. It has a gvul. That's the mida. L'char yishtei sugi yishaynis l'gam yachz merusa. Mida yishal nefesh ha'adam. L'char, these two look entirely different. These two definitions of the word mida. On the one hand, mida shal nefesh ha'adam ka'ahave yir v'chadayme. Or mida shal shiurei Torah. On the one hand, the midas of a person, characteristics, personality, ahave and yir and so on. On the other hand, midas, that means like shiuri Torah, shleishet tvachim, harbet tvachim, kezayis, kebetzah, whatever. That we have midas when it comes to mitzvahs, or aveiros, a kezayis, a kebetzah, whatever it is, shiur means amounts. Looks like the opposite. But totally different. If not the opposite, but totally different. However, this is a klal in general in Lashon HaKodesh, which is very remarkable, that when you have the same word that is the sherish of two different things, you just have to learn it very, very deeply, and you'll realize that is, there's one sherish to it. Because it wouldn't be the same word. We're not talking about modern Hebrew. There's Lashon HaKodesh. And it's not a mistake. If there's mida and there's mida, there's no such thing as mistakes. Gam ha'oimek ha'pnimi shalem echadu. Uchshenoven is oimek ha'pnimi tischadeit banu ha'avon ha'besisis mahi midois v'shaladim. When we understand the underlying sherish, the deeper sherish of what these two things, how these two definitions of mida are really one and the same, then we'll be able to apply that to our midas, because these are called midas. Again, we're talking, our avodah is going to be in the yesodos, but the midas are what surface. The dugma, for instance, Yidua sugyas ha-gemar betchilas mesachte b'avabasa, the beginning of b'avabasa, or the shutfim shirotzu lasus mechitza b'chazer. There the Gemara talks about shutfim, that they want partners, they want to make a mechitza, in a courtyard, kashu echad ha-shutfim b'ayna, sa mechitza lobim kaima, and if one of the shutfim overextends himself, and he builds the mechitza in the other guy's section, what he's doing is he's taking from that person's chelik, and he's going with his chelik. The other person is trespassing the other person's chelik. Klima, hamachitza hayisat suicha lamed b'makom mesuyim, kadei shamida tahim aduyakis. The mechitza had to be in a certain exact place in order that there should be a proper gvul between the two shutfim. The chotzer should be the right, for each one what he deserves, and shamida to yabtei meduyakis in order the midah be accurate. Once somebody tampered with this and moved the mechitza, then the measurement of the chotzer already was distorted. And hamida einaniyatzeis karoy, it didn't come out the right way. The midah, it's not right. Call midah tesvav, call midah midas hanefesh. So when it comes to the midas hanefesh. Call me the mimidas and nefesh, but I make in yana, shekoach zem mispashet ad hagvul hanochen shelo, lo me'evel hagvul zed. That's exactly what we're learning. Equilibrium, balance, and health. The inyan of a mida is that this part of your personality should remain within a certain chatzer, behind a certain mechitza, and has a certain measurement, and it goes to a certain place. If you let that kaas go to someplace else, that's called a mida ra. If you let it go somewhere else, it's trespassing upon your happiness and upon other people's happiness. That's not what Hashem intended when He gave you this ability to be strong. He didn't give you the midah of gur that you should kill somebody or that you should crush your kid or something. So what did you do with the midah? You went over. You trespassed. You went beyond the midah, and you lost that equilibrium. You lost that place of who you are, of that balance that Hashem wants. Not to go beyond the gvul. Also, then it's called, that net characteristic that you have is called mida, because it's bimida, midu yekes. Mida she'enim mesukanas, when a person's midas are messed up, ha'kilkul shalan, she'en ivdus Hashem mida. It's not a mida anymore. It's not that he has a bad mida, really. It's that it's not a mida. A mida is when something is when it's supposed to be and how it's supposed to be. It lost its measurement, and his spartzum ha'evel l'malkim shayu tzichim liyas medudim, and it went to a place where it wasn't supposed to go. Davar madur klaimer hu tzarach lahagiya ad kan. When something is measured, a mida means you should have the capacity to love. Not to teach kids that love is a bad thing. You should even have the capacity to hate. But how, when, and so on, has to be a mida. And if you ignore the border, the gvul of the mida, and you just kept on going, it's not called a mida. It's not a bad mida. Really, it's not a mida. The pashtus mevinim sheyesh mida tov v'yesh mida ra. So we always use these lashanis, and so do the svar, mida tov, mida ra. But the truth is that's only borrowing a certain term and using it in a superficial way. Low. No, that's not really it. Yesh mida. Vim hi ra, hayshashuv einena begeder mida. There's something which is called a mida, and if this guy is screaming, it's like this guy, then that's not called a bad mida, it's called this ein mida. It's off. He ivda es hagdaris hamida shaba. It lost that gether of mida. There is no mida that essentially is bad. Right? We learned this at the very beginning. There's no such thing. The be'etzem is enena taiva. There's no such thing. Kashu odam kois, b'ofen hanachom, when a person gets angry in the right time and the right way. Kashu mizgoya b'ofen hanachom, when he's proud and there's a certain guy with the kedusha in the right way. Kashu mizave b'ofen hanachom, and he has taiva at the right time in the right place. So you know, you talk to Chassan, and the hardest thing for the Chassan, he keeps on shaking his head, is that I don't know. All my life growing up, every Rebbe told me that if I ever talk about this stuff or ever think about it, I'm the biggest rush in the world. And now you tell me I got to be like good at this. And I have to, this is a gewaldige inyan of Kedusha. And to make that switch over from Tumma to Kedusha, the guy, like guys have a hard time after they're married for 50 years too. And it has all kinds of ways that shows up in the husband and wife's life. He thinks it's bad, she thinks it's dirty, he thinks it's dirty, whatever it is, and how they, and Taka usually becomes like that. Oftentimes, I don't mean God forbid, usually, often can become something just stomp dirty and bad. Because this is not bad, it's not bad. Taiva is not dirty, Taiva is not bad, but it has to be Bemida. And the Mida is, at what time, in what way, when you're growing up, and how, v'chul, v'chul, v'chul. Kashum espashim na'eva l'mokam anachin shalah, apachas v'mokam anachin shalah. So when the Chacham wanted to take away the Taiva of Harayis and the after by, you know, the by Shani, so then the chickens were unable to lay eggs, right? The whole world was meant, there wasn't going to be a world anymore. So the world was screaming, what did you do? Like, what did you do? You took away the Taiva from the world. This is bad. Like a chicken, this is bad. I don't think they have, you know, pornography sites for chickens. They don't sit down with computers and stuff. A chicken's just doing what it's supposed to do. And now it was taken away, and then no, that's it. Again, no more eggs. Finished. It's not. You can't have a world like that. Gashim espashet is me'evil l'mokam manochin shlo. Apachas me'mokam manochin shlo. Benkachu benkachi enenim espashet is kviyah medida haruil according to the right measure. Harish ivdim. When that happens, harish ivdim midosa. Mikan ve'elach. Now it's called amida ra. You can call it amida ra now at this point. That's the way it surfaces. Im kol dova oimed bim koimai, if everything is the way it's supposed to be and used properly, ish al mikomo yovo bishalom, that's shalom. Ish al mikomo yovo bishalom. This is your chotzer, that's your part of the chotzer. This is where this meet, this is how this, then it's shalom. Im oivres mikomo, if you go step out beyond your place, then shamigi machlaikas, then there's machlaikas. Machlokes yetzeres mitzius shadover ma'abedes midosa, and then once you have machlokes, then all of the midas, everything's finished. Nothing's the right way. Everything's messed up. There's no balance. Navin imkain ma'hein midas tovus and ma'hein midas ros. Now we understand on a deeper level what is the meaning of midas tovus and midas ros. Midas tovus in yonin shaham medida shalai yisaidus eishuach ma'im va'afin achayin. When there's a proper measure in your life of the Yisod of Eish and of Ruach and of Maim and Ofer, which we're going to learn about, when that's measured properly in your life and you have the right mixture of those ingredients and the right measure, then we have Tziruf Hamidas. All the Midas are able then to be joined together, as we learned 2 shiurim ago, because they have a common denominator that could bring them together and they could be joined together. Havalim, they're not going to a bad place. But if the medida is not there, if the measurement is lost, they're mispashed not in the right shear. Parts of gidra shel olam, they broke barriers. And they can't veilach. Henukor b'loshen mushal. Now it's called midera. Kim chidshu mida she'ena midos. Something wasn't bemida. And the oimek, that's the inyan of Yavon and Nikbetsu alai, uparitsu chaymes migdalai. That's the inyan of Yavon, of paritsu chaymes migdalai. To be pirates, to go beyond, to be not in your gather. And that's what it means, uparitsu chaymes migdalai. Saying chanuk is a yontiv of chanu kai, where there's a mokam chanaya. Wasn't even everybody that listens knows what that means. Chanaya means yeshli makom. Mizam makom shali, chanu ko, zo, makom chanaya. The inyan of the Yevonim is uparitzu, preaches uparitzu chaymes migdalai. The avoda of Chanukah, as the tikkun of that is, adkan chanu chanaya. This is my place, ko. This is exactly the way that it's supposed to be. That's what it means, the way that it's supposed to be. Therefore, in Pnimius, the inyan of the pach echad shel shemen. Zipnimis of Hanukkah, the Pach Echad Shel Shemen, which all of you know that the 8 days of Hanukkah were the 13 midas. I'm not going to go into that right now. That's the kavanah of the 8 days is the 13 midas, and how that works out for different. That's not for now. Anyway, you've seen that, and the avoid is the Pach Echad Shel Shemen is Ein Bili Beino Ella Echad. Ein Bili Beino Ella Echad. Like when Yaakov gathered his children around, each child was different. This, that, but and at that hour they said Shema Yisrael Shem Hakel Shem Hachav Yichud Elo, and Yaakov Yehuda said what Baruch Hashem Kumal Shalom Vat Yichud Atata Echad Ein Bili Beino Ela Echad Kishem Shein Belibcha Ela Echad Kach Ein Bili Beino Ela Echad Echad. That's the inyan of the Shvatim. That's the inyan of the Shvatim of the Yud Beis, the 12 Shvatim that divide Ephraim Menashe 13. This is the inyan of Echad, of Echad, and the Avos Bechlal, the 13. The Avos is 13 letters and comes out to be, it comes out 13 letters. I mean, so Yaakov is Echad. So I had to go, I was at therapist the other day, and he was asking me, we're going to skip that last part of this part because it's just, I don't really know why he wrote that over here. It's just, I think this just sent people away if they're not serious, because there's no reason for it, as you'll see. I mean, in all due respect to him, it's just a certain klal that's going to come back later on in the right context. So we're going to start next week with the Yisaita Avra. But when I was at the therapist, so he was doing certain things. And it was like mamish, it was a mamish torturing me. And it's supposed to be helping. So I was going, ay, he touched the wrong spot, I went, ay, you know? And so, see, he said to me, and it's funny that, you know, Jews all do that, they all go, ay, ay, ay. And he said he had some non-Jewish things, and they usually just, they say like a curse, or they say the name of their God. You know, that, and when they get very angry, they say his name. So I'm a descendant of Mitzvah. The person Mekashu Mechara himself to that amun of who he is, then he's able to move his God around the Yisur and to believe that it all comes from Hashem Hakadosh Hashem Echad. That's what we say ay ay ay. Sometimes you have to say a few times. So, I heard there should be no more ay ay ay's. Can you test kiss?